This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I love how this show just slam itself inside into the side of a mountain every now and then. And we're just going to talk World War II the rest of the time. No, I'm kidding. We'll get to some other stuff. But I don't care. I'll do this the whole show. Why? I like it. Before we get to that, let's do a couple of things.
Reparations. Now, reparations for slavery are obviously ridiculous. Let's skip past all that stuff. Reparations are ridiculous. We know all that. We know all that. But what's the reality of it? For years, it's been one of those things that you'll hear someone throw out. Some race hustler will throw it out. And you'll get a Democrat or two say, yeah, that's a good idea. But for the most part, it doesn't go anywhere, right? Well, I was doing some thinking this weekend about What are some future things that are coming for blue states? And here's a couple things I came up with. One, euthanasia for children. Not walk. Just stay with me for a second. Stay with. Walk with. Walk with me. So we know these people are anti-humans. We know that. Everything is designed to make you poorer, more miserable, and kill you. That's how all communists are. That's how these communists are. So they're anti-humans already. They already talk about people who are burdens on society. How many times have I played for you that you've all know a cut of the WEF talking about the useless eaters and these people are worthless? So when a human being ceases to become a unique God-breathed soul and he's just a number, he's just what he can produce or not, well, it's really easy to kill him, right? So what you're going to see is a push as the medical industry gets more and more run by the government. You're going to see a push for euthanasia. So this stuff's already happening in places like Canada, in case you think I'm just being over the top. It's right up north. Euthanasia. But euthanasia won't be enough for these demons. Now, this is not going to happen tomorrow. Just understand that. It's something that's coming. Euthanasia won't be enough. They will support and encourage euthanasia for children. And in case that wasn't shocking enough, wrap your mind around this. Parents will do it. White liberal women, they will line up to sacrifice Aiden because their God, the system, told them to sacrifice Aiden. If you don't believe me, I'd be happy to pull up that audio we played last week of that mother in Louisiana who's so thrilled about the fact she's had her sweet baby girl, her daughter. She's so thrilled that she has sexually groomed her own daughter for years with psychiatrists and herself and doctors, that now that 11-year-old girl is about to start having injections that will destroy the inside of her body until her mother takes her to a place where she can get her breasts slopped off. Child sacrifice. We act like it's some bridge too far, that what I just said was way over the top. It would never happen. Jesse, that's crazy. Well, child sacrifice has been a big part of virtually every demonic civilization in the history of mankind. In fact, destroying the most innocent, most wonderful people, children, it's kind of like a base tenet of demonism. That's coming. That's one of the things coming for blue states and reparations. Because California currently has a reparations, what do they call it? A task force. I love when government makes things called a task force. Sounds very official, very scary, right? We got the task force on it, guys. Well, it's just a bunch of people figuring out just how much money they can swindle out of California. They're going to pass it at some point. It's going to be expensive. And then all the other blue states are going to pass it too. And maybe you're saying they won't. Well, I'm here to ask you, what's going to stop them? Who's going to be the Democrat elected that's going to step up and say, reparations, that's ridiculous. One of these crazy things that's going to come true. It's why we all walk around in this dumbfounded state of belief now. Hey, you know what? I don't care. World War II, Paul, Spokane, go.
Hey, Jesse, just a quick fact on the B-17s. My father was a co-pilot on a 17. He was 18 years old going in 43. to 5'6", maybe 120 pounds. And that's what they were recruiting and looking for, was those very short, thin 18-year-olds to fit in that aircraft. I've actually been in one, and I'm 5'6", and I had to crouch down to get up to the cockpit. Very, very rudimentary as far as the controls and avionics. I've flown a lot on fires in the last 20 years, and it's just incredible how rudimentary that was. But, you know, as far as the skin on the aircraft, basically made out of one of your Bud Light cans, mm-hmm. And that was just so they could pack all that weight, you know, and munitions and bombs. So, if you get a chance, you'll just be, being in the military, from the military, you'll just be astounded at how thin and bare bones those aircraft are. It's just amazing how those men made it. My dad got an Air Medal for actually surviving so many missions towards the end of the war. But
how many missions did you survive, Paul?
Appreciate your job there. Thank you.
Hey, Paul, how many missions did your dad survive?
It was over 20.
Oh. What was his name, if you don't mind?
He never talked a lot about it. When we were younger, he just wouldn't. He got rid of all his uniforms. I kept all his medals and some of his stuff towards the end. I got his Air Medal. And he actually had a curtain on the 17 behind the pilot and co-pilot were little windows. And we actually had, he had a couple bullet holes through these little curtains at one point. And he said, I never really thought about it till the end that, you know, there's actually somebody shooting at you the whole time. You're, you know, once you made it across the channel, there was somebody basically shooting at you most of the time.
That's cool. Semper Fi, Paul. Dang, man. 18 years old. You forget two things that, thank you, Paul. I never thank people for calls. That was freaking awesome. You forget two things that Paul just brought up. One, I mentioned it briefly earlier, but how brittle the planes were. You think when you look at it, and someone called in and recommended the movie Memphis Belle. I haven't watched that movie since I was a child, but I remember it's a fictional movie about a B-17 flight crew. I remember it was incredible when I was a kid. So if you want to see a B-17 flight crew in action, watch it. But you watch the movies or you see something about it and you think that's got to be armor on that plane, or look how advanced that plane is. Dude, we're talking 1940s technology, and that skin on that plane is made of nothing. You could take a screwdriver and hammer it on the side of that plane, and you'd puncture it. It's just not made. You don't have any protection in there at all. Nothing. And the age of them. 18 years old, co-piloting. They don't seem that young in your mind, right? Especially not the pilots. Those are the older, the leaders of the plane. 18? When I was 18 years old, I was getting a 0.0 grade point average, drinking beer 24 hours a day in college. Some 18-year-olds were out there being lions. Isn't that, I just can't even, man. Gene, Jersey, go.
My parents were forced laborers in World War II Germany. They were Polish. There were a variety of nationalities. And forced labor, Czechs, Russians, Polish. My mom.
That's right there. We're up against the break. I'm sorry, Gene, but that's, that's something people don't talk about, how much the Nazis used slave labor. Remember, that was originally the plan for the Jews when they rounded all the Jews up. First, they didn't know what to do with them. Then they started figuring out, well, let's just use them for slave labor. And then it was actually towards the end of the war where they just started mass killing them. They were killing them throughout the war, don't get me wrong, but not like on an industrial scale, get them into gas chambers type thing. That was towards the end. They were working them like slaves the whole friggin' war. Friggin' awful. All right, 877-377-4373. Do you know how many people are getting ready to flood into America at the end of this week? Title 42 is about to end. If you don't know what that is, I will explain in a second. Don't worry, it's not complicated. Title 42 is about to end. And when I give you the number of how many people are about to come into this country illegally, like a flood, your jaw You might have to wire it on right now. It might just fall right off your face and land on the ground. And then we'll get back to the phone calls. 877-377-4373. Let's first get to MyPillow. Let's get to Giza Dream Sheets. The greatest night's sleep you will ever have is when you finally start wrapping yourself in Giza Dream Sheets at night. Because it's the softest frigging thing ever. And yet they breathe. Lots of times you get this stuff that's super soft, but it's frigging hot. You just sit there and you just sweat and it's miserable. Not Giza Dream Sheets. Somehow they combine soft with breathable so I can put them on here in Houston when it's 8,000 degrees and not die at night. Go to MyPillow.com because they're at their lowest price ever right now. Colors, styles, sizes, they got all kinds of them. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, use the promo code Jesse. Get two sets of Giza Dream Sheets. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. I'm having so much fun tonight. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I need to watch Memphis Belle. I need to clarify, Memphis Belle is a fictional movie, okay? A fictional movie. Now, Memphis Belle itself was there's a true story behind it, so don't act like it's all fiction. All the characters are fiction. Those weren't the characters in it. The final mission was fiction. It's all fiction, but that story itself was real about living through 25 combat missions. So it's a sweet movie, though. It's a good representation, I will say, of the books I've read about World War II. So it's a fictional movie that'll give you a good idea. Is that good enough? All right. Title 42 is ending this week. Now, what's Title 42? It was something the Trump campaign used. The Trump presidency. Trump used Title 42 as an extra means of border security during COVID, meaning it was a way to keep people out using disease as a justification. That makes sense? No, sorry. Under Title 42, there's a pandemic. We can't have a bunch of people coming in. Well, it's going to expire this week. We're going to get to back to fun stuff here in a minute because this is horrible, but it's going to expire this week. And would you like to know how many people are prepped and ready to come in according to the reports that I have? 750,000 people. That's a real number. 750,000. We have now imported millions of people, millions of them, into this country. This is a sheriff in Arizona. Mark Daniels is his name. Listen to this.
Let me say this, Marty. This is a calculated crisis. It truly is. We've known Title 42 is going to be going away for some time, but we're days before it's happening here. The surge is already on. We're seeing that. We're seeing it along the southwest border, talking to my fellow sheriffs and Border Patrol. And I have no operational plan in front of me from the federal government. When law enforcement, we were just talking yesterday, when law enforcement gets its operational plans from the national media, News Nation, and others, something is fractured. So again, we're just standing by trying to address it best we can.
There's not even a plan for the 750,000 people that are about to come storming into this country. They're remaking America. In 2 years? They've already changed the demographics of this country. And we still have two more years of it. It really is. We talked a little bit about this last week, but it is the frustrating part for us because it's our job to build and preserve, and it's their job to destroy. They destroy so much in such a short amount of time that even if we take it back, we can never build up again everything they destroyed in the short amount of time because it's just so much easier to destroy. It's wild. Wild the damage they've done. Michelle, Florida, go.
Yes, there's two things that we've got to do if we want to get our country back. We got to force the Republicans up there in office to do their job. When they call for money, tell them when we start seeing these corrupt Democrats being brought to justice, being brought in the court, and when they start working on fixing our elections, then we'll start giving them money again. Until then, we don't stand a chance, no matter how much money you give them.
On top of money, we need to talk about get out the vote effort more. This is really, really boring, and it sucks. So just bear with me. How's that for a tease? It's really boring, and it sucks, but it's true. Get out the vote efforts. We have a very difficult time motivating our people to get to the polls. So we have to actually be better at get out the vote than they are. Because often, if you're a Democrat, you're just pretty much a godless savage who you're going to go vote anyway because the government is your god. Republicans have families and lives and things they want to do with their life. So on election day, like in Texas, we just had one. It was on Saturday. Our election day was Saturday. On Saturday in Texas, you wake up and you want to go to the pool, or you want to go have barbecue. You want to get errands done with the family. You want to do a whole lot of things. What you don't want to do is drive down to the local Baptist church where they had the, where you voted in my town, drive down to the local Baptist church and wait in line and go vote. And that's why less than 2,000 people even freaking showed up to vote in a city council election. So we actually can't be as good as them as get out the vote. Get out the vote. We have to be better than them at get out the vote. Better than them. And we got a long way to go. These people are religiously committed to elections. They just are. They're religiously committed to elections. And now that they have so much power at the federal level, they are fortifying everything as much as possible. What are they doing to fortify things? How about this for a doozy of a headline? U.S. intelligence community has a new disinformation center. The intelligence community now has a propaganda network. Think of all the things they've determined over the last few years that are disinformation. That's misinformation. Basically, everything that was true. Now the CIA and NSA, they're all over it. Want to make sure you're only getting the truth. That's for your own good, of course. Definitely, it's always for the greater good. Always for the greater good. Tommy, New York, go.
Yeah, Jess. My uncle was a waste gun on a B-24 Liberator out of Benghazi, Libya. And he flew into Romania for Ploiești. But he actually started to fly in the B-17s when he first went in the U.S. Army Air Corps, like 1942. The B-17 in its day was the heavy bomber. Mm-hmm. Later on, when the B-24 Liberator, which is produced out of Willowbrook, was then the four-engine heavy bomber, and then came the B-29. But your B-17, I actually flew in one when I was in California out of there was like a little Mitchell Field out there. A fast forward, it's a very, very small craft. I mean, I used to watch all the movies in World War II.
I got to go. I'm sorry, Tom. I don't mean to cut you off. We're up against the break. I'll tell you, that's what hit me the first time I saw one in person. Because I saw it on TV. You think, wow, it's this big mega bomber. No, it's not. And, oh, man, it's, I just can't imagine being in that little aluminum tube. All right. RFK Jr. is out there on the campaign trail. He just put out quite an accusation. We'll talk about this accusation. We'll get to the rest of these calls and some emails and depression and babies. Let's save some babies tonight. You want to save some babies tonight? What about a baby? You know, forget about some babies. That can be too ominous. We can't save them all, can we? But we can help preborn save one, can't we? $28 sent to preborn. What does it do? Why are you sending them money? What, are they going out and having some beers with it? No, they take that money and they use it to give a free ultrasound to a woman who's about to have an abortion. She's seeking out an abortion when they find her and they offer her a free ultrasound. That is snatching a baby from the jaws of death. That's what your $28 does. She hears that heartbeat. She chooses life almost every time. Help preborn get it done. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give your $28. Preborn.com/Jesse. Save one life tonight. Feel good about a Monday. How's that sound? All right? Sponsored by Preborn.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays, Chris. What, Chris? That's a good movie. Michael, have you seen Office Space? You guys have both seen Office Space, right? Gosh, that movie's so good. Is there anything we can use from that movie, or is all the language too bad? That's probably a... There's got to be something in there. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Well, I guess RFK Jr. is not going to get hired by the CIA anytime soon. He came out and said there's overwhelming evidence the CIA was involved in his murder. I think it's beyond a reasonable doubt. That's not good. Now, maybe right now, maybe you're dismissing RFK as some kind of a wingnut, which I truly doubt you are. I think we're all pretty much on board with how evil and horrible the government is at this point in time. But let's just do a quick review on things. Cuba gets taken over by Castro. America is not pleased about this for a couple different reasons. One, we hate communists and communism. I love that about us. Well, at least we used to. Two, Cuba... I don't want to call it a colony of ours. That's not true. That would be a kind of like a leftist way to look at it. But we were really kind of calling things down there in Cuba. Influential, Chris. That's a great way to put it. Yes, we were very influential in Cuba. And it was lucrative for us. And it was a huge part of American tourism. Apparently, it used to be a huge tourist attraction. I guess it's beautiful down there. And then Castro takes it over. And we get mad about it. We don't want Cuba, who's working with the Soviets. We don't want them right on our doorstep. And we decide we're going to do something about it. So JFK leaves it in charge of the fairly new CIA. CIA, remember, only came around after World War II. World War II, it was the OSS. Then it became the CIA anyway. CIA organizes a bunch of Cubans to go down there and take the place back. They start training them in places like Florida and other places. And then we kick off an invasion to take it back. Now, I'm not going to go over all the details. I've done a Cuban Missile Crisis thing before, but it was the most jacked up thing in the world. It was horrible. We left those guys out to dry. Many were slaughtered. Many were sent to a Cuban prison where they rotted forever. But after that, JFK was famously livid about the CIA. And I will tell you personally, I admire JFK for the war hero stuff. And JFK was a known reformer of corruption. That was what they did. He wanted to reform corruption, which is funny because his family was corrupt as all get out, but he was a known reformer of corruption. I guess that's kind of the way it goes. JFK practically announced that he wanted to blow up the CIA. It's rumored that he said, I want to break the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter it to the winds. Okay, so you know that. Now that's what we know. This is what we know so far. What else do we know so far? We know the CIA was trying to kill Castro. They wanted to kill Castro. Now, you and I, we have this belief about high-powered spy things. I know I do. You know how I was almost a spy, Chris. What? Anyway, we have this belief that they all have exploding shoes. And they have pens that shoot poison darts across the room. They can get to anyone, anywhere, anytime. That kind of thing, right? Well, you would think that. But they couldn't freaking get to Castro. And they were mad about it. They were frustrated. So they decided they were going to reach out to the mafia. The mafia may be the only group in the country that was madder about Castro's takeover than the American government was. Why? Mafia was running casinos down there. And making money hand over fist on all the casinos and the shows and the hotels and the everything else. Mafia was cleaning up. Castro comes in, runs the mob out. Mob was mad about it. So we know the CIA was working at one point in time with the mafia to try to help them kill Castro. We know the CIA. We know that JFK wanted to kind of disband the whole organization for screwing up all the whole Cuban Missile or Bay of Pigs is what I'm. Did I say Cuban Missile Crisis? I meant Bay of Pigs. Bay of Pigs is what I was trying to talk about. I don't know why I can't think tonight. Bay of Pigs. So they screwed up Bay of Pigs and they were working with the mafia to kill Castro. And then Lee Harvey Oswald shoots JFK.
And they have kept documents about that classified for years. Even Trump didn't unclassify them. I should know. Who knows what must be in those documents. Kept them classified for years. And Lee Harvey Oswald, after he kills JFK, he was strolling along with cops surrounding him. And this guy comes up and mows him down. And the guy's name was Jack Ruby. But Jack Ruby wasn't his birth name, you see. Jack Ruby was a Jew. Jack Ruby, he was born Jack Rabinsky and worked as part of Meyer Lansky's Jewish Mafia out of Chicago. Huh. Would you look at that? Would you look at that? The mob and the CIA in the same room again. Just something to think about. Let's not call RFK crazy here. Marcus, Colorado, go Bots.
Hey, Jesse, number one, I'm calling you for my Pure Talk line, and my 15-year-old anti-communist son also has a Pure Talk line. Number two, my Hero 2020 lives in my driver's side door console, just in case I don't feel like using the nine. Number three, Tunnels to Tower got their first $11 donation over the weekend from me. Preborn will get a $28 donation tonight. And last but not least, my next purchase, next paycheck, Mantis X, baby.
Oh, you're going to love all that. Oh, that's going to be sick. All right, do you want to hear the bar eat? My man, Marcus. My man. Dear sophisticated author, I was on the fence about ordering the Anti-Communist Manifesto. But then I saw the glowing reviews on the back of the book. Okay, I should tell everyone something. You know how they get other authors to write reviews on the back of every book you've ever seen? Wow, this is the greatest thing ever. Oh my goodness. Wow, Tom Clancy's the best. I decided to write my own reviews. So there's two reviews on the back of the book, and one is by Jesse Kelly, radio host, and the other one's by Jesse Kelly, TV host. This guy goes on to say, amazingly, both reviewers have the same name as you. I'm sure both Jesse Kellys who reviewed the books are great intellectuals who graduated from elite colleges and not white trash two-time congressional losers. So I'm convinced, but I doubt either of them knows how to make a good burger. Looking forward to reading this literary tour de force. Keep up the good work. I forgot I called it a literary tour de force. That's so great. Oh, gosh. Joaquin, Pennsylvania, go.
A scriptor extraordinaire. All right. You know what? With the burning down of the blue cities and the defunding and the decimation of their police department, you can't help but wonder. I think Obama alluded to this after Ferguson. It's not just that they want to federalize the police department. They eventually want to get the globalists in, you know, like the UN or someone, and, you know, give it over to globalist control because they're going to say that they can't deal with it on their own.
Well, now, Kim, they're not sending the UN in here. Hold on. I should say not yet. They're not sending the UN here. I think they would probably eventually love to, but I think their first step is going to, they do run a federalized law enforcement. That's very clear what they want to do. They're going to let these cities, they're going to make these cities descend into hell. And then they're going to turn and say, well, I mean, I guess the National Guard, I guess the FBI, I guess these groups should step in. One of the 8 trillion different federal law enforcement groups out there. All right. Before we move on, we have to talk about Scott Baio. We have to get the headlines I didn't get to. We have to talk about people's priorities. We have some things we still have to do. We have to talk about your portfolio, where you're putting your money right now. Because right now, when we are on the cusp of something rough, we need to be, well, we always need to do this. We need to put our money in things we can touch and feel, right? Things we can touch and feel. That's why I tell you all the time about gold and silver. Why? Because you're never, ever, 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 ever going to call me and say, Jesse, I lost all my money in the gold. Because that doesn't happen. That's why I tell you about real estate. That's why I've told you forever about done-for-you real estate. Because you're never, ever, 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 ever going to lose it all in real estate. In fact, if you find done-for-you real estate, if you find these guys, they know what they're doing, you'll find yourself, imagine making money while everyone else is complaining about their stock prices going down. That's what happens at done-for-you real estate. They'll find them, vet them, get you the financing. They handle everything. What do you have to do? Go to a website. Go to doneforyoujesse.com. Doneforyoujesse.com. All right? We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. I'd almost forgotten. We had all this other World War II talk and great stuff today. I almost forgot. Man, we have to have a serious conversation about infrastructure.
You're going to be able to get an Amtrak and instead of going through the tunnel of Baltimore at 30 miles an hour because nothing's been done under the Chesapeake Bay for under the Baltimore River, the Baltimore area for 80 years. They're going to be able to go at 100 through at 100 miles an hour. They're going to see railroads going from Syracuse to down all the way down to New York, upstate New York. Anyway, to the city. But I guess what I'm saying, what I think they're going to see.
It's doing great. Our government's doing great. All right, I got a bone to pick real quick before we get to headlines and maybe one more call and then everything else. A headline from the Daily Caller is, now, I like the Daily Caller, but it says, Happy Days star Scott Baio bails on Los Angeles over crime and homeless crisis. So Scott Baio's leaving Los Angeles. But Happy Days star? Happy Days? Look, I love Happy Days. I love Happy Days. I'm a Happy Days fan. When I was a kid, I wanted to be the Fonz like every other kid. It's called Charles in Charge. The TV show is called Charles in Charge. He's the star of Charles in Charge, and it was part of my childhood. Dang it. You know what's not part of anyone's childhood these days? Apparently teaching, being taught patriotism or religion or having children or community involvement, but they're all being taught money. I'm looking at, this is Wall Street Journal. They did some survey in 1998, and they did one again this year. Patriotism has gone from 65% to under 40. People who value religion, who say it's important to them, that's gone from over 60, under 40. Having children's gone from 60 to roughly 20. Money, though, has skyrocketed. We seem like we're doing... Chris, that's not a good thing. Chris, why did you... Okay, Chris, oh gosh. All Chris had to hear was money, and he thought it was a win. That's all he had to hear was money. Kevin, Tennessee, go.
Jesse, the world's tallest midget. Hey, old buddy, I got my Audible subscription turned back on just so I can pre-order your book for next month.
My man. I am working on it. It will be done in time. Again, I'm doing an audio version of the book. I am telling you, I don't know that I will ever write another book. I'm positive I will never do the audio of another book. So this is the one-off shot you got. You want to do the audio version of the Anti-Communist Manifesto? You can get it at jessekellybook.com. Now, let's talk about something else that happened today. We had to take Fred, the golden doodle, we had to take him into the groomers today. Had to get his nails clipped, and he's got this hair. No matter how much you brush him, eventually you got to get it buzzed off. Only, and I want to be clear about this, they spoil the dogs rotten here. It's one of these places where it's all these women who love dogs, and they love them more than you can possibly imagine. But because I have the only dog in America that's just an emotional wreck. You know the dog. You know how your dog's supposed to provide you with emotional comfort? My dog requires emotional comfort. Every member of my family was texting me, asking me how he's doing when I picked him up, because whenever you pick him up from the groomer, he will lay in the corner and whimper like he has PTSD the rest of the day. He used to have digestive problems really, really badly when we would pick him up from the groomer, because very clearly he's a stressed out mess. And when I say digestive problems, it was really a problem, because he would come home upset. And we would have to put him out back and just leave him out back for a while. It sucked. Honestly, I owe Rough Greens a lot. They've made my life so much easier. They've made the wife's life so much easier. Does your dog have problems? Well, your dog doesn't get nutrition. Is your dog lethargic, hyperactive?
Is your dog eyes going, joints going? Your dog doesn't get nutrition from dog food, so they have more problems. They can get vitamins, minerals, probiotics, digestive enzymes. If they get rough greens, pour it on the dog's food. It's all natural, nutritional supplements. Changed my dog's life. It's changed our lives. Free Jumpstart trial bag. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. All right? Roughgreens.com/Jesse. Or you can call 833-33-MY-DOG. Here's Mayorkas.
The border is not open. It has not been open, and it will not be open subsequent to May 11th.
The border is wide open. We have about 750,000 people about to come in. Wanted to just play you that real quick and also play you Janet Yellen before we get to headlines.
What happens that day if the debt limit has not been extended?
Well, Treasury finds itself in a position where we're unable to pay all of the bills that come due that day. And this would be really the first time in the history of America that we would fail to make payments that are due.
That's not true. We've defaulted on the debt 1,000 times. She's lying about the whole thing. They're lying about how dire it is. They just don't want to make any concessions. One more thing before we get to headlines.
I think Joe Biden has proven it. I mean, I don't think he gets the credit that he deserves, but literally, he got...
That was Hillary Clinton. Apparently, the one thing the Clintons can't kill is the word literally.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Eric Adams sending illegal immigrants to the suburbs after Biden administration snubs New York City on funding to deal with the crisis. It's still, this will never not be funny to me. But that's standard Democrats, right? They're not going to deal, they're not going to ever actually deal with the ickies. This was supposed to be for Texas. And if you can't make it, make Texas have to do it, well, let's find the Republicans who live around New York City and dump on them. Biden defends son Hunter ahead of possible federal tax and gun charges. Oh, little problems like that heading into an election year. Joe Biden's bribery allegations were brought to the DOJ in 2018. Huh. 2018, huh? So the DOJ that was run by a Republican, a supposed Republican AG? How about that? God is trans exhibit at a very liberal New York City Catholic church raises eyebrows for a take on gender identity. I don't think I would like to be any one of these churches on the day he comes roaring on back in. Seven killed in a possible intentional crash into a bus stop near a border homeless shelter. This took place by Brownsville, Texas. I will spare you all the details. It was really, really bad. GOP eyes Senator Manchin's seat, hoping he retires. Instead of hoping he retires, why don't we go out and take the guy down? He voted for the Inflation Reduction Act. He's ripe for the picking. All right. You keep your chin up. We are going to be back tomorrow. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That was fun. Watch Memphis Belle tonight. Not a true story, but still a true plane. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.